So I'm Professor Hassan Diab. I'm Vice President at the American University of Beirut in Lebanon, and I'm former Minister of Education and Higher Education during 2011 to 2014. I think, as far as I'm concerned, it's the humane thing to do, is to help people that are in need of help. I know it was a huge burden on Lebanon, but I remember in 2006 when we had the Israeli war, the Lebanese were running towards Syria. And I remember the Syrians received us with open arms, and they helped us. They gave a lot of Lebanese homes to stay in. True, it was only for a month and a half, not for like 5 years, but regardless, I think it's the duty of every human being to help his human colleague when in distress, state of distress. And this is a disaster what's happening in Syria and Iraq, and it is our human obligation to help any way we can, even if it means a lot of difficulties are created as a result in our beloved country, Lebanon. In the public sector, when I was minister, I accepted around 100,000 Syrian refugees into our K-12 public schools. And now there are about 300,000 or more. So keeping in mind that there are only 300,000 Lebanese in the public sector, the 1,300 public schools that we have in Lebanon now have more refugees in them than Lebanese. It is not easy. They have completely different curricula than ours, so the transition is very difficult for them. It's very difficult for us, but we're doing it. I mean, it's not the best educational environment, but a mediocre one is better than none, in my opinion. I mean, wars only bring misery. Yeah. And as far as I'm concerned, wars never solve a problem. I know in Lebanon we've had many wars, and none of them solved any problem. It just means death of hundreds of thousands of people, devastation, regress of our society, and basically we go back to point zero. So this is why cultural diplomacy and soft diplomacy is so important. We recognize that there are problems between people, any two groups that may have different opinions, but I think that any problem can be addressed by discussion, by soft diplomacy methods. And as I mentioned before, the only way to start when you have a point of contention with the other, whoever the other is to start with elements that overlap, that you agree on, not on things you don't agree on. So being positive and having a spirit of constructive criticism and attempting to solve problems, finding the appropriate solutions is the way. War is never the solution. I think if the world, and in particular the Arab region, has not learned from the lessons that we have faced over the past 5 years, we are in deep trouble. So I am sure that terrible crisis we have gone through over the past 5 years will be a learning lesson for everybody concerned.
Inshallah.